We've teased you enough, but it's time. April 17, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The OG RRLC Reggie's jersey is fucking for sale.
It is for sale, and you do not want to miss it. I cannot express how much I fucking love these things. They are unreal, mate. You do not want to miss them.
We've got a high thread count. We've got a big white collar. We've got the traditional V. It is three-quarter sleeve. It is everything that the fucking RRLC is put in a jersey.
Everything we promised, and it's for sale. April 17, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, thereggies.com.au. I'll see you there.
Get amongst it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to the Reggies. You're here with three blokes. Could have been anything. Decided to have fucking fun instead.
Didn't we?
Vegas, baby, this weekend. NRL live from Vegas on Sunday Ave. We've got round one kicking off. Well, half of it kicking off this weekend. Plenty of cricket happening. Tommy nails the UFC on the weekend one of the fights. And we might have an equestrian friend of ours who wears a mankini. More on that later. We might be able to get him on the show, but you're back with us after Newey on weekend, mate. You've literally pulled in an hour ago. You drove 2 days, Newcastle to Gladstone.
Yep. Stopped in a Goldie, did a bit of a recording there with the lad, and got fucked over with an Airbnb, ended up at the casino.
So on that, someone, a little birdie, told me that you stayed at the casino last night and went straight to bed, didn't even enter the casino.
Mate, so we had an hour spare before we had this recording locked in, and we were meant to go to the Airbnb, drop all our shit off, just make it to this thing, record, rah, 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 after driving all day, fucking hit the sack, ready to drive the rest of the time today. The lockbox just had no fucking key in it, no cunted answer from the Airbnb. We had to just take all of our shit to this studio to record, not even have a shower or anything. She's sharing a can.
Fuck.
Fucking then come in and be all up in a bed. Hey, welcome to another episode. And then in the meantime, Quino's getting fucking caught, like trying to sort it out while, you know, switching.
And
sort out what we're doing. And then after we had to ring the girls back here and just get them to book us in at the CAS. And by this stage, we're that fucking over shit, knowing we've got to drive this whole way today. Quino had to do all the editing for the episode and get the other one ready to go that was out yesterday. And so when we got there, man, and the utes didn't fit in the parking at the casino because they're too tall.
True.
So me and Larry had to drop Quino off, fuck off over to the shopping centre and park up the top. Mm. By that stage, cunt, it was just
couldn't get away.
By that stage, you should have been ready for a pint.
We just steamed into the fucking wherever it was, one of the eating places, which closed in 5 minutes. It was like 5 to 9, got a big feed and an old-fashioned.
Nice.
And ate that, drank that, and fucked off to
bed. Fucked right off.
Right.
So, well, there you go.
And then back today, it was a fucking unreal trip. Absolutely stoked with the utes, but
feeling
really fresh.
Shit show last night.
Yeah, man, and just the time on the road, you know, that's a fair sort of stint. And like, I was trained to drive for hours a fair while ago, but for probably a year now, I haven't really done the long stints.
You've been out of the game for a while.
Yeah,
it's still a cunt.
Yeah. So, but anyway, back in now, boys, and I'm super excited about this weekend. I think it's perfect us getting this little taste on a Sunday, like from midday, Sunday Ave. And,
absolutely.
And for me and the missus, like, I'll say, babe, I won't watch any other footy. I just want to watch it on Sunday.
You know what I mean?
She'll think you're then a fucking legend.
I don't even give a fuck about the other
Friday
one.
Friday night, yeah, don't
just,
care.
Nah, what do you want to do, Darl? You want to go out for dinner? Fuck the footy.
You're going to be the man.
Well, just they won't check.
Of course not.
No, you know what I mean? And they will not check this episode.
So, boys, you know, footy is on this weekend. I just want to watch the Sunday games, bud.
Yeah, that's all I want.
That's all I want.
They'll meet with each other on Monday and go, oh, why did no one want to watch the footy this weekend?
Opening round, Tommy didn't even give a fuck about any other games.
He just wanted to watch the Broncos play.
But, no, I think it's worked out great. I'm very jealous of the, you know, all the boys around this space, the content space to do with the footy are all flying to Vegas.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
I'm actually excited to see how the crowd is over there and, like, how it's too, taken. Yeah. And yeah. Mm.
Do we know? Like, obviously, I should probably know this, but do we know if it's all sold out and shit?
Yeah, I don't know. Last time I saw shit months ago was saying that the games were sold out.
Right, sweet. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Hopefully, for sure. I think it'll be 65,000 Aussies as well.
I'll tell you what they've nailed is obviously the Rabbitohs are going, which helped, but they've nailed having Russell Crowe sort of try and explain the game to the Yanks.
Yeah,
great idea. Obviously, they know him from movies and that.
Do you think the chances of, like, mixing in Russell Crowe with Matty Nable so they share a few things? I'm just nearly Matt Nabled.
Yeah, I'm over it. Do you rate him?
Yeah, I rate his voice and I think he does a great job. However, every fucking single time down your neck.
I'm not a bad
guy. It gets repetitive.
Anyway. Yeah, I don't know.
I remember seeing the when the first trial games were on and it was like, oh, Matt Nable to talk about Vegas. It was like, it's good. It was good.
Cool.
3 years ago, it's like, please repeat the same fucking metaphors over and over again until my ears bloom.
I just think, old Crowey might be able to.
Yeah, no, good he has done it already. Mm. There's already been a promo and everything for it. Trying to explain them.
I did see that video. Rules. One thing I wish they did, and I saw a comment that said it as well, was explain in the video, if that's for Yanks to see, explain that there's actually a difference between rugby union and rugby league because they just go rugby.
Yeah,
they
don't
fucking know a single difference.
They're just
going
to have to watch.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Because it's
which
too hard.
They probably
to do.
Won't.
I'm still trying to fucking explain shit to Wendy.
Oh, yeah, it's fucking hard, eh?
Well, yeah.
Imagine trying to, but then when you're doing your tipping, you got a team you go for and you're doing fantasy.
Yeah.
And you've got a multi on.
Yeah.
Then you just sit there and go, don't worry, now.
Don't.
Just the fucking.
I thought you were going for them. Yeah, I am.
I'm going for him, and
those two cunts, and I need him to score first and miss six tackles.
But
how have you boys been? I haven't talked to you properly in a while. Yeah.
Fucking got out for a fish on the weekend for the first time. First time since the 2022 AFL Grand Final day.
Wow.
18 months almost.
You were getting into it at one stage, eh?
Always fucking been into it. But since I got back, I went a fair bit in the first 6 months when I first got back from Sweden.
Yep.
And then after that 2022 AFL Grand Final, I just have not been. Just whether it's been bad luck with weather. Like, I planned a trip Australia Day this year, Australia Day weekend with Bomber.
Yeah.
We were going to go for like a 2-night camp and that shit, and it ended up that cyclone. We didn't know what it was going to do and it got canned, and that shit's just happened heaps. Got out. It was just a day trip. We didn't go fucking 80K offshore. We just went probably 40 or 50.
Yeah.
Caught fuck all.
Yeah.
Come home with like 5 fish, but I didn't care.
Just about
out there
out
in
there.
The sun, fucking, it was prime. I love it.
So it is good, eh?
That was good. Yeah. I just got a quick one. What did you get up to much? I was in golf.
Beers and golf.
Bit of golfing.
I actually had a bit of a Reggie Sunday morning. So Saturday night, catching up with one of me mates who I went to Europe with, Jalen.
Sunday
and haven't seen him.
Usually not for the Reggies.
Sunday morning. No, well, it was I was fucking hurting. So he lives near the golf course in Calliope, and I was booked in to play the comp at like a 7 o'clock tea time Sunday.
Oh.
And I was like, he's like, come out for beers. And I was like, well, fuck yeah, righto. Went there. I was like, I'll just roll down. It's about 200 meter drive from the course. So I was like, fucking sweet. I'll wake up, just roll down to the course. It'll be all sweet. I've played golf hungover before. Didn't get to bed until 3 in the morning.
Oof.
Woke up at 6, just still fucking blinded and welled as dog. Rolled down to the course. If I got pulled over driving, man, I would have been fucked. And I've pulled up to the course and just first two holes, bang, quad bogeys. And just been like, this is going to be a long,
quad
long
bogey.
Fucking day, man.
Oh.
Shot one of my worst scores in a long time. I was like, won't be teeing off that early again after beers.
You know that lad who does the I think it's called Breaking the Yips. The dude, yeah. he's like with yeah. Elo's board and that lot. Yeah. So did you see what happened to that cunt's foot the first
oh, couple yeah. of years
Bro.
Ago? He stood fully on one of those.
Have you seen the video?
Yeah.
How fucking the Swiss cheese holes have just lined up there.
Yeah.
Because he's rolled it with his foot. Like he's rolled it as he's looking at his ball.
Ah!
He's rolled a bit of timber and it's just gone boom.
Bang.
And he reckons that was day one filming the first bit of content for the
page. My fucking thought was, why are the markers got a big fucking nail in the bottom?
Well, it's because they're the deadly ones.
They sit into the ground so he can't kick him out of the way. They're like, it's the
yeah, kick him to give you something.
But he's
a bit more
rolled
room.
It perfectly with the. Oh, bro, for that to happen, everything's got to line up. Yeah. I could only watch it once.
That way, I'll tell you about watching once, which fits into this. Fucking fuck. At that full drive expo, this chick shared it to her, come up to us and showed us this video, cunt. And it made me jump with both feet in the air and go, ah! Like when I watched it, man, this cunt. So backstory, he broke his finger a heap of times, right? Do you know Angus Crichton, how the finger was annoying him that much that he just said, fuck it off.
Yep.
So his finger was like broken heaps. It was annoying the shit out of him. The doctor wouldn't cut it off though. So this bloke's on the piss and his mate's got a set of bolt cutters.
Oh.
Like secateurs, man, like the big gardening cunts.
Fuck
has
off.
Just chomped his finger. It's hanging there and he's just going, you've half done it, cunt. So
what, not even hurting?
Puts it on a fence post and they get a chisel and a hammer and finish it off. Bang.
What?
Gets rid of his finger.
Fuck.
Mate, I couldn't watch it all properly. That fuck sort off. Of shit. I was like, that is next level fucking
wild. You find
wild.
That shit in the fucking dark web. Yeah. That is fucked,
and our
man.
Mate's just going like, not phased at all.
There's no scream, nothing.
Deep
not, yeah, not, feel nothing. I don't know, but not yelling, not carrying on, just fucking get rid.
How many fucking glass Harleys did that cunt have?
Mate, who knows? Like I said, I watched it briefly, and it's one of those ones that I do not want to watch it again.
Oh.
But there is a video there. But that just reminded me then. Quino is wild, eh?
Fucking.
That's fucked.
Do you reckon
up.
He woke
yet
up?
Yet to
with
be top now.
Any anxiety going, where's my finger?
Well, because he.
that's what I thought.
That's the difference, though.
Still awake, the cunt.
But, he never slept.
But the thing is, though, he wanted it off and no one would do it for him. So it's not like he's made this rash decision, I suppose, to do it. But pretty wild. Like, as in, yeah. not
There's
even any
tools
vodka
out
to
there,
just
eh?
Tip on.
Oh, yeah.
yeah. But yeah, so that was pretty.
He would have had to go and do something with it though after it's off.
Yeah, would have had to.
He wouldn't have gone, right, pass me another beer with this big open fucking wound.
They said something about him putting his finger somewhere in one of the boys' something.
Oh,
to
yeah,
stitch
his
him
boss
up.
Is like work diary.
Yeah. They're,
what?
Mate, they're wild blokes.
Where were these
down this
cunts from?
Bad dad kissing country.
Yeah, that explains it.
Fucking wild me. Crew.
That is insane.
Boys.
Now, speaking about pranks, gross.
Oh.
You got a little one here for every guest.
Oh, I have just absolutely fucking nailed one today. About a couple of hours ago. Righto, where do we start? We've got to move quick here. I've got this little fucking horn, right? Not in my pants. I've got a car horn. And I've got this big long cable on it. So I acquired this because someone stitched me up with it. And yep. I said, well, you're not getting it back. I'm keeping it.
Yeah.
So it's a horn. It's got the fucking, it's got a tail on it. The length of a car, basically.
Yeah.
So the idea is you go to a ute with a trailer plug on it. You zip tie the horn like towards the front of the car, run the cable back to the trailer plug. And what I've like to do is put one pin on the earth and then put the other pin on the stop. On your stop light.
Yeah.
On your brake light, I should say. So every time you hit the brake, the fucking horn goes off. So I've done it to one of the boys at work, the Savi, like got out, snuck out of work, put it on, and he's got like a 2022 Ranger, so it's quite new. And I didn't have his number because he sort of just started probably a couple of weeks, a month ago or something. Hadn't quite got his number yet, and we've walked out of work and he remote starts his car from the workshop with his phone.
It's got an app.
He's got this app. And
that's fucking A grade, by the way.
We've walked out and the horn's going off already. And I was like, fuck, no one say anything.
Just constant?
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, fuck, what have I done? I've wired into the wrong thing or something. Anyway, we all just ignored it. Just walked past, ignored it. I was I park next to him. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? And he, as soon as he opened the door, touched something in the car, it stopped. He goes, oh, it must be something to do with the remote start. I don't know. Gets in the car, drives off. Fucking someone cuts me off so I couldn't be right up his ass to film it all. Spill. And so I'm like trying to look and shit. And he reckons the thing went off. It wasn't wired into the brake light because it went off the whole way. It's gone off flat out the whole way. He drove it straight to the Ford dealership.
No,
threw the keys at him and said, fucking fix this. He said he was standing. This only just happened, by the way.
Yeah.
He said he was standing at the thing trying to get someone to help him and it was just fucking going off. Flat out in the car park. Anyway, I've got to the gym. I was going to do a bit of a session before this and I went, fuck, we've got to ring him and tell him what's going on. Don't have his number, Facebook message. I was like, call me. And he calls me, and as soon as I picked up the phone, all I can hear is, and I'm just gone, bro, have you worked it out? And he was just like, what's going on? I'm at the Ford dealership. I was like, go to your trailer plug. And he's like, oh, you fucker.
He just knew.
You fucker. And he's pulled it out and it stopped, obviously. And he's like tracing the cables. Like, how long is this cut? And I was like, well, you put it up the front so you can hear it like properly. And fuck, I felt bad, man.
That's a ripper.
Fuck. Because I was like, any other car and it would have just worked when you touch the brake. That's what happened to me. Reckon.
Yep.
That's what happened in the old Hilux.
Yeah,
08 Hilux. They just wore, unless I've fucked it up.
Yeah.
But I looked up the wiring
last
diagram.
Last week is a lecky, so it could be.
Anyway, I felt bad. I was like, fuck,
that's
mate.
A ripper.
Sorry, I didn't mean for you to go to the Ford dealership. Yeah. It was meant to just like a few touches on the brakes and then you pull over. And I'll pull in behind you and laugh.
Imagine the old Ford guru, right? Do you know how every place has got a bloke who just knows what's going on no matter what? Imagine him steaming out. Oh, I'll go get old Graham. Comes out. Fuck, I've never seen this before, mate.
Let me call in me mates. There's like five of them standing around.
Fucking fell through. Because it didn't even, like, the plan was to get a video of him, like, pulling over and we all, like, laugh. But fucking couldn't catch up to the cunt. And I'm going, oh, it's not working. But no, it was on.
No, that is a beauty. Well,
so I said to him, I said, I got done with it. So now the horn's yours.
Yeah, to do with.
To do whatever you want.
And I work with him with an old car.
Yeah, do you have a tow ball?
Yep.
Ah, beauty.
Yeah, but surely you'll know, put the brake on and go.
Well, that's what I've seen
these cunts.
As soon as I hear, I'll go, Groper, and other bloke will not be named.
Yeah. So anyway,
that's fucking great, bro.
It was a fucking great prank.
That is so good.
It's just funny because you have no idea. Unless it's happened to you, you go, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Anyway,
the look
let's
in
move
his face
on.
Has been priceless.
We haven't fucking talked one bit of sport here and we're still not gonna. The vlog, boys.
Yes.
The vlog from the Magic Millions January sales weekend is going to come out this Sunday.
Yep.
So Sunday morning, I reckon, we'll be able to get it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go and check it out. Get into us too. Get like, give us feedback on, it was our first go.
Exactly, yeah.
First go at the vlog. It was our video guy, Noah, he's done a cracking job in my opinion.
Fucking oath.
But he was the first to admit, you know, shot heaps of video, but I've never put together a vlog. So I reckon he's done an absolute fucking spectacular job for
his
first crack at it.
Mate,
we're locked in to go back to the Gold Coast National Sales in June.
Yep.
Me and Tommy heading down start of June. It's the very first weekend. Big Red's going to sit this one out.
I'll be absent this one.
It'll definitely be getting vlogged as well.
Yeah.
So this will be like, and we are 100% walking out with a fucking champion thoroughbred at this one too.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care.
We'll be bidding on
what
a few.
It takes.
Fucking hard.
How much it costs.
Yeah.
I think it's worked out really well though, because this way you can watch this video and get a really good insight on what goes into buying one and why we didn't end up buying one. And it'll just give you a bit of confidence that, you know, we're going through all the right procedures with, with what's going
on
with it.
There's good, very good chat getting around that the market is not good at the moment for sellers.
Ooh, nice.
Because ass fell out of the market at the Inglis sales
yeah.
the other weekend.
I love a sunken ass.
So I reckon we're going to get good value here.
Yeah, like fucking hell.
Prime value. Like nice. We could get that's a fucking like. $150,000 horse for 40 grand.
Which you know you'd rather that, wouldn't you, than overbidden last time just for the sake of buying one,
exactly.
right?
Exactly. And that was the whole plan the whole time. Let's just get some value, get some value. Yeah. Yep. We'll mark these horses at this price and we'll bid on them for this price
yep.
and hope to get some value. Anyway, so that's going to go down in June. We'll move into a bit of ROLC news. It's fucking always quality in there.
Ooh, fucking
Joel opens. Harris fucking sunk me the other day. He put up that picture of the Speedway. It was unreal. There's like a picture of these blokes standing behind a couple of cars.
Yeah.
The mullets, the goatees, the big piss holders on these yeah. cunts hanging off the front of them. I'm just going, that is so good. No smiles, just...
Yeah.
Like, oh, fuck.
It looks like real life Talladega Nights.
Yeah. It was quality. The tipping comp, heaps of dramas around signing up.
Ah!
So Tom had the same drama as every other cunt. Look, it's the app. Yeah. It's not. Everyone in Australia is having the same issue.
You pretty much have to get in there and register and then just let it be a fuckwit for a few hours.
And then it'll register.
Get back in.
Like, go on the website and do it as well.
And get fully exit out of the apps and shit and just give it a couple of hours once you register and that. Go and back in and have a look. But, yeah it's just it's a fucker.
So you actually have really only got, what, fucking 5 days?
Yeah, fuck all.
But you can still enter or join after, but you'll be, you know,
you'll be behind. If you're listening to this, you'll surely get it sorted before Sunday.
Yeah, and don't worry, my fucking personal Gmail is linked to this, and I get a notification every time someone joins, and I've turned them off.
It's a joke.
I've turned notifications off.
We'll have some serious competition this year.
Because it was driving me nuts. So that's good. Yeah, clearly an ESPN issue, not ours.
Yeah.
What do we got? Oh, did you see the wedding at Doomben?
The wedding at Doomben?
There was a wedding in between races at Doomben on Saturday.
I did see that.
It was fucking unreal.
You're kidding.
No shit. It was a small wedding.
Yeah.
And the bride.
Real quick cut.
Literally in the GA area.
Yeah. Wow.
The general admission bride walks down the aisle in between races at Doomben.
Would they have even fucking booked anything or have they just said, oi, quickly, let's go down and just get married?
I honestly think they've just bought a GA ticket. Everyone's bought a GA ticket and she's just worn the dress.
Fucking Reggie.
Does she just love punting too? Or what's daughter?
They probably both do, I reckon.
Yeah, but I mean, like, to get your missus to go there, like, I could understand a bloke wanting to do that, but, like, good on her.
Awesome, man.
I had a cousin
that's
fucking get married at Eagle Farm years ago, but not during a fucking race meet.
Yeah.
They've gone, let's say, some queen. Do the same thing in the middle of a race.
They probably fucking, it was probably a free wedding.
Yeah,
just
paid for piss.
Yeah.
Good on it.
Well, if they were on the punt.
Yeah,
might have been all free.
Could have been very expensive.
And then there was a bloke, big Luke Feely, I think.
Luke Touchy.
It's F-E. It's like fear as in scared. Sort of. Anyway. He's up Jace about not drinking pints. Boys, this is a touchy subject. If you don't think a schooner is the perfect size beer, you're stubborn and you just don't want to admit you're wrong.
Mm-hmm. Depending on where you live, but I agree. I think that a schooner is perfect and because the best part about a schooner normally is there's heaps more fucking beer to pour in it when you finish. So if it's like if you only got to pick one and you only were allowed one beer, you go a pint because there's more. But if you're going to buy more beer, like in CQ, especially where we're from, man, why would you get a pint?
Mm.
But, like, when we're in Canada and that and drinking outside a lot of the times and your piss doesn't get warm, then pints
as well.
True. Pints were pints did copper hide. But, everyday work here, schooners all the way for me.
Yeah.
And,
like,
people are saying, well, just fucking drink them faster. It's like, sorry, big hero. I want to just enjoy my beer maybe.
Big hero. If you get a pint here in CQ – and you fucking want to be a hero and drink them quick, you will be fucking blind.
Look, I could easily get quick. Like, if we're talking big day, you're looking forward to a beer. I could put away a pint or at least two quick. But I mean, long drinking sessions. That's just
right. Yeah.
Boys, anyway, schooners.
Good on you. Good on you, Luke. Thanks for your input, mate. We really appreciate it, especially Jace.
Yeah.
Righto, let's get into it.
This is a great game.
Yes, yes, yes.
The NRL, boys.
Yes.
That's before we get into a bit of Vegas, there was another game on the weekend on the other side of the world in Wigan.
Where they drink pints.
Where they drink pints and freeze their fucking holes off. Yeah. Tommy's Panthers played. They were going for their first ever World Club Challenge victory out of four attempts, I think. Look, I got up about six, probably missed the first 20, watched the rest of the game. And before we get into all the fucking shit that went on, the Pommy commentators just hit different. It's just, I don't know if it's something different that we're hearing, like, because you always hear, obviously, the Aussies.
Yeah, they're more up and about.
They are up and about, man, and I love it. It was so good. Just the energy in their voice, I was just going, this is prime to watch.
It feels like they're shouting the whole time.
Plus the crowd.
The crowd would fire them up too, right?
The atmosphere was there. Unreal.
Yeah. You've got to give it to the Poms for that.
Yeah.
Like their commitment 100%. To having fun and making it a loud fucking...
Yeah, and their chants and that. And the fact that it's a fucking 24,000-seat stadium, boys. And they sold it out and the atmosphere was fucking electric.
Mate, that's exactly. Right. That's what, like, all these big stadiums that they're signed for teams to go and play at instead of going to regional fields that 100%. You could have 6,000 cunts in there and it'd be... Okay, unreal. Like a good atmosphere.
Yeah.
The equivalent to that is like when we have fucking Tigers versus Bulldogs at ANZ or like Core now. May as well go play Wigan versus fucking Wakefield at Wembley. And then you're going to get fuck all. Where it actually is their town and a stadium, you're going to get a better atmosphere even if there's 60,000
seats.
They
are starting to do it.
Do you reckon that it has anything to do with it? It might not, but England being so compressed, do you reckon it's just quicker for them to get to games and shit, like compared to us? Like a lot of some stadiums are like a fair way away.
Like if you're living in Wigan,
it's
not far.
Yeah.
That'd be like living here in town, playing at Marley Brown, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas I understand what you're saying when you got
so many cunts in England are compressed into that one area. It's probably easy.
It's not hard to travel 2 hours the other side of the fucking
country. But
there's
something going on there anyway because they're a good crowd.
Oh, unreal.
I think people just rather sit on the couch in the aircon here and just watch sport than actually
I feel like that's happened heaps since fucking COVID, eh?
That's true.
I'd just rather watch it on TV, which is, I don't know. Pommy Carley was spot on about the hype because the whole time all I could hear – the commentators just kept pumping up about how Penrith, the three-time premiership winning team from Australia, undefeated in 3 years. Like, just
I think I got I watched the extended shout out to KO. Like, watched the extended
thing,
and it was like 18-20 minutes of all the good shit. Yeah. And I was like, sweet, I missed it. This is prime to get like a feel for it.
Yeah.
I reckon two times at least in that 18 minutes you heard three, like just pumping up how good they were just in case they got the win and was like, we're better.
Yeah, exactly. And then at the end they were calling like, they're the world champions now and I'm just going, here we go. But obviously they wanted them to win because they're Poms, whether they were from Wigan or whatever. But the commentary was unreal.
Yeah.
Let's get into a bit of refereeing.
Oh,
from the big, hang on, I've got his name here. I've actually got
Liam
him.
Moore.
Liam Moore. Liam Moyer. There he is.
Liam Less.
So where is he? I looked this up. I heard the horoscope say it on Levels the other day and I went, I'm not going to take it. I'm going to fucking proper look it up and make sure it – because they didn't really – they did sort of half confirm it, but moved on quickly. 100% I can confirm. I had to do a bit of digging, go through a heap of articles, and I found two sentences that says him and his brother are fucking born and bred Wigan.
Just cements.
How is that ever rigged? Play on? But even if it's not rigged – How can you even have an argument now? He's just made a couple of calls. It might have been a coincidence, but
it definitely is. He's not. He's done it.
Oh well, yeah, you don't know.
But
do you?
It plays into the story so much better. Perfectly.
That's what I mean. The yeah. fact that he's fucking yeah.
In international sport, they've eradicated that by making the referee or the umpire not from either of the nations.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So how can you be a fucking hometown hero?
It's hard in this instance though, because NRL and Super right. League is pretty much the only two top tier.
Yeah.
So it is hard to find an official, but maybe not a fucking Wigan local.
Yeah.
Wearing a Wigan jersey under his shirt.
Like, are you kidding, cunt? Get Ashley Klein. He fucking hates us.
Yeah,
and he'll do a
right.
bad job.
He would have walked into the pub after the game and the boys would have been, whoa.
Yeah. But honestly, like, I've been known to shit on the ref for a shit call fairly often.
We
but,
all have.
But yeah. It makes me appreciate the Australian refs.
Yeah, even. Well, so the three main ones were obviously you had the try that was awarded a try on the field to Wigan.
Yeah, that didn't make it to the line.
That's
that
right.
One.
And then they went upstairs and said there's no evidence to overturn yep. it. And then the one-on-one strip yes. from Liam Martin, which was fucking perfectly done, yep. as much as it hurts
and
me.
In the rule book, international rules.
They were playing international play rules. On. That's right. Blew a penalty for a strip, even though you watch the replay. I know it's obviously would be harder in real time. But like you said, there was no captain's challenge, so there was no opportunity to sort of challenge
yeah.
it. That was a crucial point. And then the fact this was just kicked it over the fucking edge for me. Pretty well the same sort of shit happened after the hooter. He sort of half got over the line. You don't know if he's got it down or not.
It was further over the line than the other cut.
Exactly. 100%. And he's gone up. No try, and there was no evidence to overturn the on-field
He was
decision.
Fucking smart
and,
about
and
it.
And here's right. the thing, though. If the first one didn't happen, everyone would be happy with the last one because yeah. you don't know, and he's like, well, I didn't see the ball go down.
Yeah.
But there's no way he could have possibly seen the ball go down the first time.
Mm.
And in saying that as well, there's definitely a fucking vision of that no try to say, yeah, he definitely didn't get that ball on the line.
Yeah.
Like, there's that one view, and even the commentator's like, oh, well. Like, yeah. And that's the most biased, too, excited pommy cunts
yeah, yeah,
watching.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just like, that is just a fucking joke, that.
Oh, the
and
whole the, thing was.
And the strip was, too. So those two calls were shit. Obviously, Penrith had heaps of attacking chances. Like, it's not like that yeah. was their only chance, but it's pretty hard to cop when there's just fucking a couple of proper stinkers like that. The strip was in the best timing as well to yeah. just go on the attack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was
tough to
look,
watch.
It meant a lot to me because I've been supporting Wigan since I was a young fella. and just, you know, to see the boys fucking just play for the jersey. Fucking, oh, jeez, it was good. I had goosebumps for about 3 hours after that. And Moya, he's still drunk.
Yeah, mate.
He would be.
Fuck, he got handed.
The boys have shouted him for 3 days.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. On the Katoni stage.
The Wigan Mafia.
Righto.
Have been paying
him. Quick one. Bevan French needs a spot in the RLC because he has just got the best Reggie rig I've ever seen.
Very unlucky by about a metre. Because that was an impressive try.
Oh,
no
that
try.
Went to the scrum.
Sick, yeah.
That was Fuck, pretty that was cool.
Shame yeah. that he sort of mistimed it a bit.
Mm.
But that cutout pass he threw for the first
Beautiful.
Try was sick.
Yeah, it? Lucky he's got some Aussies there, you useless cunt.
Yeah. Get that in you.
Get in.
Righto. We'll move into the bit of trial action. So we're yep. not even going to talk about the Bronx, Roosters, Seagulls nah. or Rabbitohs trials because 90% of those players won't even get a run this yep. year. But I will say it looks good for the Bronx Reggies.
Oh, doesn't it?
Moving on. Stephen Crichton got named captain for the Dogs.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Which is interesting. I think fucking well done to him.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Well, Coruscant did the same when he went to Tigers as well. They chucked it straight to him. So
yeah.
And he's going to be in the centres,
correct? Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, in right.
The they're going to play Blake Taff at fullback.
I think that's a good call.
Yeah, me same. Too. I think Crichton's just good at what he does there. I don't know if he's that. Because he's such a big body as well.
Mm.
I don't know if he's like elusive enough and quick enough, I suppose, laterally as a fullback. You know, like Taff might be able to move in that quick ball skill.
He'll be able to catch it and move laterally. Yeah.
Like I just feel like he's perfect in the centres, man. Yeah. And obviously he does a good job at fullback, but You think of the top-notch fullbacks, their ball skills are silky as fuck.
Yeah, absolutely. I reckon that's a great call. Yeah. I reckon they put just about their best side out, on the weekend.
Yeah.
And it was 12-6 or something, so it was a very defensive game. But I think that is a great sign for who'd they play. I've fucking lost who they played. But it was another team that really needs to sort of have a good year defensively because they were a bottom side last year. Was it the
they
Dragons?
Played Sharkies.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
The Dogs?
Dogs played Sharkies, yeah.
Was it 12-6?
Went down 12-6.
Yep. Yeah, right. 12-6. Righto. Mate, so that's a good thing for both sides because Sharks were great in attack the last year. They just couldn't defend.
Yep.
And the Dogs were fucking shit in both areas. So if they can start with their defense, that's going to be a way better year for them.
100% win games with the back of your defense.
Crichton and Bronson Sherry, that is a great centre pairing.
Hopefully big Bronson comes back and fires up.
Mate, I reckon I've had a look through some predicted team lists. There's some fucking teams that are pretty average in the centre position this year. Like some wingers that have moved to the centres, and I feel like it's only because they don't have good centres, which we'll get to later a little bit in one of the teams that are playing in Vegas. There's the strike centre thing. I just think that it's a fucking pretty important position having a gun out wide like that. That can 100%. Create something. If he can get past that defender and wingers are dumb as fuck. So if he can draw that winger in going, ooh, and then just draw him past, you know.
Is he going to play on Adokar's side or the other side, I wonder?
I think he was on the left.
Yeah, I think Adokar will be on the right.
Yeah.
But they need kick out to stay healthy and get fit because every time I watched him, I didn't watch heaps of Dogs games. I watched as many as I could, but every time he played, he was so unfit, man, and he let in just too many tries just being lazy. I remember one game he let in a couple and I just went, wow. And that's when I noticed it and then I kept noticing it because he was out injured.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't fit enough. But if he stays healthy and gets fit, fucking...
Well, a big part of what Penrith are really good at when he was on fire at Penrith is the wingers and the centres and the fullback and shit would do all the shit out of our own half.
Yeah,
Take all the shit
Edwards
plays
run
out.
For like fucking
Toto,
200
metres and May, like all the boys would get in and run. So that way Big Kick Owl wasn't fucked and then he'd be fresh to do all those.
In an attack.
But again, in a lower grade team, like he's having to do probably more shit work so he's not as deadly. And that's probably what a lot of people don't realise is that's what a good team has to offer. You know, 100%. Letting those dudes do their thing really well and not having to do the shit work.
Yeah.
Spot on.
Hopefully he stays healthy.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be good to see him do well.
Oh, mate, I think their roster's starting to look good. I also think, like, the teams like the Dolphins, they're starting to get a few good players sniffing around.
There's a lot of teams this year that are just on paper. Can't really fucking fault it much, but base it off last year's performance and there's...
Yeah.
It is a fucking hard...
Dogs are going to be... Fucking much better.
Even a few things Dragons are doing, putting Jack Bird back in the centres.
Yeah, mate, I've got the pack. So I've got a little thing on the Dragons here. Their pack of, so this is their six. Molo, Little, Blake Laurie, who had his fucking career best year last year. Eisenhuth's come from the Storm, Jaden Sua and Jack DeBellin in the back row.
Yeah.
Like, that is a fucking good pack.
Very solid pack.
So, and then obviously they've got Benny Hunt steering.
Yeah. I think it's hard. We'll get to our ladders later, but I still haven't got like Dogs, Dragons and stuff like that in the eight. But I feel like I jumped the gun last year saying, oh, they got the...
Yeah.
But I think they will make improvements.
I haven't got the Drags, but I've got the Dogs sniffing.
Yeah.
I haven't got them in there. But
yeah. It's a very hard one, like which we'll get to. But, yeah, there's from that like five to six on the ladder to like 14.
Yeah, it's hard, isn't it?
Fucking
it can
hard.
Be fucking anyone.
Yeah.
Literally.
Which is exciting though. I reckon that's 100%, great.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. I think out of the three, so remember last year we sort of said, oh, no, actually we all gave the Drags the spoon. We said the Tigers and the Bulldogs were going to improve.
Yeah.
So out of those three, Tigers, Dragons, Bulldogs, I think – the Tigers are going to stay.
Yeah.
Out of those three.
Yeah, me
too.
That's just my opinion. Just when I looked at that pack of the Dragons, I went, fucking, and you gave Big Francis Molo a pump up the other week, and he goes,
all three of those teams, though, when you look at their off-season moves, well, Benji coming in for the Tigers, Shane Flanagan for Dragons, and a couple of good signings for Dogs, and you go, everything is pointing in the right direction of an improvement.
Yeah.
But I just fucking do not believe it until I see it.
Is the thing. Is Drew Hutchinson going to play run on halfback for the Dogs?
Because he did so. Who else will there be?
I don't know.
Toby Sexton.
Yeah.
But he's fucking hot and cold.
Mm. Surely you'd go with him, but I don't know. Anyway.
Well, it's good that they've got both there, man, because Drew Hutchinson has done a good job for the Chooks when he's needed to over the years.
Yeah, I know. So, he's a great utility. Everywhere, that kind of
fucking great utility.
So I think that's the depth thing we're talking about, is some of these teams starting to have options. So, like, Toby Sexton and Drew could both do a job, and one of them's going to miss out, which is good for a club. Because it makes them, I reckon it makes them, like, if a shitter club's just got one dude and they know there's no risk at all, there's not really that pressure there. But if two blokes are battling for a position, they're fucking going to work a bit harder. Yeah.
Two blokes, one spot.
That's right, mate. Get in there. Spit on it.
I hope that they get off to a good start, those three teams, like the Tigs, Drags, Dogs.
Yeah,
like if one of them goes fucking 0-4 or something, it'll just everything's downhill from there, isn't it?
It's hard to come back. A couple of teams, I'm pretty sure Penrith and the Chooks have got a very hard opening, like heap of rounds.
Yeah,
so I think that'll come into play a fair bit as well with the ladder early on. But as we've seen, like the Knights and that last year, you know, the ladder predictions, you could think you're going shit early, but it's a long season.
Yeah,
100%. Really, that's what has kind of played into my mind with trying to pick your top eight and your wooden spoon, and that is like no one fucking had Knights in their top eight besides diehard Newey fans.
Mm.
And then they came and finished, what, fifth last year?
Oh, it was a great season for them. Yeah. 10 straight or something they won at the end.
And their roster isn't spectacular on paper compared to other teams. So it's just. Teams like fucking Raiders.
See, that depth thing we're talking about, that half, who is it that they just signed from Penrith?
Cogger.
Yeah. Like, Cogger is a fucking big
Cogger, Tyson Gamble, Phoenix Crossland can play there a bit too, can't he?
Yeah.
He plays hooker there.
He does play a bit of hooker.
But Brayley's back as well. He's not injured anymore.
Yeah, true.
Is he back now?
I think he's back for this season.
If not, he's back soon anyway. Yeah.
He was start run on hooker until he got hurt.
You've got, I've had a fucking mind blank of his name.
Jackson. Hastings,
yeah.
They have a lot of people, like you just said, when you got people battling for a position, people stand the fuck up.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So. That is good. You mentioned the Raiders. So they've picked up Zach Hosking from Penrith.
It's a great pickup.
Unreal. But have they indicated where he's going to play? Because the issue at Penrith was, like, he could play 80 every week in the back row. Easy. But he'd play when there was injuries or he'd come off the bench or whatever. You got Elliot Whitehead and fucking Hudson Old.
That's right. Pemple and Old have got those two.
Is he going to play on lock?
No, I don't know.
You got Tarps.
He'll have Tarp and he'll play front row.
Yeah, true. Papaliti as well.
Front row. So their pack is fucking unreal. But surely you got to have to play Hosking at lock. Or one of those three.
Based off last year, Elliot Whitehead just makes these sporadic fucking shit decisions. He was poor last year. I think Hosking should go straight in.
Yeah, but that's Hosking what I would do as well.
Just so good.
Are they gonna? I don't know.
Yeah, Ricky's got a good headache on his hands.
Well, maybe Whitehead plays lock, and then you got them too. Hudson Young and
that's probably not a bad idea, because old Pemple goes all right with his ball skills and puts a few kicks in every now and again too.
Yeah,
that's
true. Just put him in the middle, just tackle cunt and do nothing else.
Yeah.
Anyway, that'll be interesting to see the team lists. Obviously, they're not out for next. The only two team lists are the
I'm pretty sure. For sure, because I think the next games next week aren't until like Thursday normal.
They'll release them next Tuesday.
Yeah. Mate, AFL.
Yes.
Or anything else on the league before we move on?
Are we touching on the Vegas later?
Oh, we should probably talk about that, eh?
Yeah. Got a few notes about Vegas.
Yeah, fucking get into it.
Hopefully
the boys have stayed off the strip.
Oh, surely not this early.
So I'm thinking they are footy players. They've gone over fairly early.
Yeah.
Surely they've had a few nights out.
Well, look, I see a photo of them having a few wines.
I reckon as soon as they play, she's going to be that night.
Yeah.
And then that's going to be on, obviously. But then when are they going to fly out? Because if I was a fucking any sort of team manager, I'd be next day, get the fuck out.
Literally.
Just shuffling them onto the plane to sleep all the way out.
Yeah.
But, like, you're thinking – they would have taken extended squads over.
They took 22 men's squads over.
How pumped would you be if you're the 22nd? The night before, you're like, how are you feeling, boys?
Yeah.
Everyone good. No fucking eat all canned foods, bottled water, boys. We're not fucking... Because you'd be sneaking out.
I'll see you in the morning.
Yeah, that's right.
Imagine being the 22nd man in the squad and you're going, well, I'm not going to get a fucking call up. Let's hit the strip and then
guarantee there's
wake
at least
up.
Four pairs of sunnies getting brought the next day. Yeah.
Wake up the next morning, hey, mate, you're actually in the squad. You just fuck.
That's happened to Joey before, to Johnsy. He's told that story, yeah. I don't know if it was on Channel 9 or if it was on a podcast. Must have been on Channel 9 because he's only ever done like one or two podcasts, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was after Origin, man. After Origin, they've won.
Yeah, but he was doing that every fucking night at that point.
He's had a massive night because they were going to arrest him and Ben Kennedy.
Oh.
They were going to arrest both of them. Next thing, injuries have happened. This is fucking, Joey, you got to play. on the Friday, I think, and they had a Saturday game. And it was a Saturday Ave too, and he's like, fuck, right. They ended up winning like 30-something nil.
Yeah.
Just pumped him by 30
that
or 40.
That is just the most rugby league thing
that's
ever.
That's the most
That's Reggie.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. A Reggie, mate.
That's why he's in the side.
But, boys, so first game of the doubleheader, we got the Sea Eagles versus the Rabbitohs. First glance at the teams, what's the thoughts? Is there anything that sort of...
I actually really like Manly's squad, hey.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. And I know we took the piss out of Luke Brooks because what was Dean Ritchie said he's the next Dally M.
Oh, you mean the Dally M medalist of 2024.
So the Dally M medalist, no. Nah. But I actually think he will probably improve in this system.
Yeah, he has to.
It was more just the fact that old Joe has just steamed out and said he's going to be the best player in the comp this year. Okay, fuckhead, chill out a little bit. Like, because I really agree with him that this is the best thing that could have happened for Brooksy.
100%.
He's not too old. I'm pretty sure he'd be our age as well, Groper, probably
somewhere
around 30.
That, yeah.
But, like, he's not too old. It's a fresh start. He has the chance now to let Cherry Evans just do what he's been doing, and he can just play his own game off the back of it, sort his own shit out.
Yeah.
He's an experienced fucking half. I think that he will do a good job.
I agree with you.
So
probably Manly's best team they can put out, bar Schuster.
Yeah.
Who's just always fucking injured.
The fridge.
Which, yeah.
And would he be in that second row spot in front of Benny Trbojevic, you reckon?
I think so. But he can play 5-8 as well. But it has to be Olakau'atu and him in second row.
Yeah.
Really?
They've come out and said that they want to make, what's the big ginger? Brad Parker. They want to put him in the back row this year as well.
How's that make you feel, mate? Like dropping him from the starting squad?
Yeah.
He should
look,
be
I want
there.
As many Personally gingers attacked. As possible.
He's another one who just fucking plays everywhere.
Does, hey. Spills in.
But the question mark mainly for me in that whole team, because I like it as well, is Benny Trbojevic second row. I just think he's going to have a bit on if he's defending Colin Matangi. I don't know which side he's on. If he's got Arrow, it's a bit less to ask, but
still,
that's a fucking big job.
Yeah.
Impressed at the trial, but that was when they were playing
you can't,
what bunnies.
I just haven't seen Ben Trbojevic up against like real quality opposition in the starting team.
So what you're sort of saying here is because you got, like, let's be honest, they're fucking pretty star-studded teams.
Mm.
Like,
absolutely.
Hopefully Turbo stays fit. You got Latrell up against him.
Yeah, they sort of cancel
Saab
each other
and Johnston,
a bit.
Like, they're both fucking elite. And then Richie Kenner, I think, probably falls down a bit in the centres for the Rabbits.
Three centres. The two centres for Rabbits would be Whiten.
That's right.
And Campbell Graham.
And that's right. That's what I was going to say.
Imagine that, bro.
Yeah, like, obviously, Cody Walker, Latrell, and AJ finishing in the corner is a lethal combo, no matter who you're playing. But, like, I just think Jack Whiten will be a great addition in the centres when he comes back for the Rabbits. That strike weapon
Whiten
out wide, like we were talking about before, is just so...
Whiten's edge defence is so fucking solid too.
Yeah.
And I forgot about that fucking serial killer.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. Those two, if they're just a little bit light out wide.
Yeah.
But the back three, like the back row for the Rabbits is rock solid, mate. Colin Matangi, Jai Arrow, and Cameron Murray.
Yeah. That's fucking
So
elite.
It's a solid team, maybe lacking some firepower. Or maybe some firepower up front. Like you got Sean Kepi, who's playing his old team.
Yeah.
And Totola. And I'm like, they're good, but it's not like you go, oh, that's...
But that's the same as them. Same as Manly, I reckon.
That Paseka is a fucking pretty big,
massive
cunt,
isn't he?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's I think it's evenly matched. Like I honestly
think so too.
So it's going to be a good one. I think it's a great game to bring over there, like with a fair few 100%. Stars in it, like Turbo Luttrell, fire, like playing first game of the season.
Well, Turbo's probably been over there all off season getting the fucking
Easter. Yeah, it's just no cutting Australian nose hammies.
How's that?
Yeah, we flew him 14 hours so some cunt can fix his hammy. Those? Like no one in Australia knows hammies.
Those two.
What was his? What it, that wasn't his injury from Origin though. What did he do at Origin?
Oh, it's peck.
A peck.
Yeah, no cut those pecks.
But yeah, you're right. No, they didn't actually fly. I'm talking about his hammy.
Because Luttrell went over here for his calf too, didn't he?
Did he?
I think so.
Well, what do you think, boys? What's your tip? First one.
I honestly.
Are we going tips now?
Well, just for these two.
Yeah.
Like, just for them two. Boys, this is what I'm doing. Remember how I said at the start, I'm not going to go against it. I'm just going to go just with everyone else at the start. I'm not doing that. I'm going the Seagulls. I just think that little bit of lack in the centres and just feel like Luke Brooks, I'm backing Luke Brooks to fit in well with Cherry Evans. They're going to have a real good kicking game.
Yeah.
And I just think they turn him around and just win the field position thing. And that Olakau'atu is a fucking beast, and he will be in me multi that I'll put on, I think.
I like, honestly, I was leaning more towards Manly as well, and yeah,
well,
I
think this is
a
bit of
yeah, it's a fucking stab, but I'm just going to go Manly too. Yeah.
Right,
I think both teams need to improve after last year. Rabbitohs well below par. The only thing that can really stop these two fucking teams this year is injuries. Because so many injury prone
already
players.
Got some.
The hardest thing is, exactly is like right. Whenever you tip against Rabbits, all I think is if Luttrell Cody is on, but sometimes they aren't on.
I'm backing them in.
Yeah?
I'm backing Trell and Cody to get the job done.
Righto.
Look, I think I fucking forgot about the bloody Campbell Graham, eh? And if him and Whiten were playing, it'd be $1.50, I reckon.
Yeah.
I honestly, that would be a big, probably lean towards
that
more.
That whole back line would be just holy shit. When they get them back.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm going to back in Kalau Matangi, Jai Arrow, Cameron Murray, those sort of players to come out. And then in attack, obviously, you just don't know with Luttrell if he's going to show up. But
see,
I'll take the
same this with Turbo, though, man.
But he shows up. It's just whether he's going to fucking stay fit.
Yeah, us just talking about this, I'm rethinking my whole predicted ladder already.
Yeah,
because I've got the Rabbits out, but I'm going Serial Killer and Jackie Whiten in the centre. Yeah. You're fucking near minor premiers.
What's wrong with you?
Anyway, I'm sick of it.
I've got the fucking Rabbits out too.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll change that.
Anyway.
Righto, let's get into the real game.
Yeah.
The big
the major
one.
Game.
The big.
The big.
Where what are we thinking here? This is a fucking good game.
This is.
I look at Broncos 17 and it is exactly what I was fucking hoping Kevy would
pick. It
gives
me a stiff one.
I'm looking at so it. Fucking hard right now looking at it. Because I was not worried that he was going to pick Oates instead of Mariner, but I was just really hoping he's gone with someone young. Oatesy, I think, done his bit. He's good for depth, but Mariner needs to be that winger, which he's done. Cobbo in the fucking centres.
Are you like that? Because I'm
fucking
a bit off
it.
That.
Oh, I love it.
I'm thinking in my head, I'm going, fuck, if we could just put Cobbo back on the wing, and obviously this isn't going to happen, but if we could just have Herbie, and put Cobbo
on
we've
got to make do with what we've got.
I know, 100%, but
Cobbo,
I'm just going,
this could be Cobbo's chance, because when he started playing, everyone was like, he's the next GI, he's the next Luttrell.
He's never, ever going to be that.
Well, that's what I was going to say to you
this could
before.
Be his fucking chance.
Remember I said something earlier about how there's a couple of wingers that have been moved into the centres?
Yeah.
There's Ruben Garrick.
Saw that. Yeah, because Jackson Paulo's
there
now too.
Ruben Garrick and Selwyn Cobbo. I like one, I don't like the other. I like Cobbo because I reckon he's that fucking talented and good with the ball that I feel like they're doing it to give him more ball, give him more opportunities to fucking attack and stuff like that. And look, if it doesn't work, they can move him back to the wing and shit. But I think that's like a tactical thing that could pay off. Garrick, I don't really like, because I feel like he is just a dead set, unreal finishing winger.
That's right.
And he doesn't have that like one-on-one crazy power burst or just that natural thing.
Yep.
So I'm like, I feel like they've done that because they don't have any other options where I feel like Cobbo, they're trying something.
Yeah,
like,
that's right.
I don't know. That's my sort of take on that.
Yeah. 100%.
I agree. He's definitely got the ability there. Is he just smart enough though?
Yeah.
Because every time he's ever gone to fullback or gone to another position, he's just has looked out of place.
Very young too.
Yeah. True, yeah. He's got a lot left in his fucking career. But the only thing that really worries me is, like you said, when he's in winger and a couple times you'll be like, why have you just done that kick?
Yeah.
Why have you done this? Why have you made that decision? You've got a lot more decision to make in centre having that bloke outside you.
Especially defensively too.
100%. So it's either going to be fucking amazing or he'll go after 6 weeks, you're not playing good and sending you back to the wing. He's doing all right.
He'll line up against Billy Smith, not Joey Manu, which is probably going to help him.
Yeah.
But Billy had a good year last year, don't get me wrong.
He actually did.
Would you rather Arthurs over Oatsy?
Yep, I would. Arthurs, season last year, you could not fucking fault it. Even in that grand final, his kick returns, coming out of that fucking edge. Like you said, the better teams, their backs coming out of your own end, they pick up the slack. He's finishing. He's just – Arthurs, that was his best season to date.
Yeah, it was a good season. No, he's going good. I just go – like, I don't think that one position wins or loses Broncos the game either.
No.
But I just – I don't know. I just feel
you
like –
you prefer Oatsy?
Well, yeah.
He's just a bigger body.
He's such a big fucking human.
Yeah. I think Oatsy is good enough to start on an NRL team, but Mariner needs to be put in from this age.
Yeah.
And –
I'm not questioning Mariner at all.
Yeah.
I mean, between Arthurs and Oatsy, it's a bit of a I don't know.
I just don't think you can – don't fix something that's not broken.
You just want
Arthurs
that.
Was so good last year. Oatsy was a bit inconsistent.
Yeah. You're just looking for that big winger to truck.
Yeah.
But they're just quick and elusive, and they'll still make you 10 every time. And then
it's not like you're seeing guys shit call. I was just sort of like, oh, righto.
It's you good.
Got the start
it's
over
good it. To have. Hasn't I think he, it was isn't he sitting on a milestone game or something, Oatsy?
He might be. He's been there a long time.
It was something about 200, wasn't it?
I thought his next one was going to be a milestone. Yeah. Or maybe I've got that
wrong. No, I remember seeing something about that. Starting to...
Because he's 18th man, so he's in the squad.
Yeah.
He'll definitely play games this year, probably fucking origin time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, another big inclusion I like, who stayed fit, and I think it was stupid if you didn't pick him after his trial performance, was Pierre Koura.
Yeah, fucking oath.
That was like, who's going to fill in for Capewell, and he has just put his hand up.
The pack looks good.
I initially thought like, oh, what are they doing in the reserves with the front row? But then I'm like, Carrigan can go straight, slip into there while Hetherington goes lock.
Yeah.
You got Xavier Willison straight in the front row, that big cunt. I think Fletcher Baker's a great get from the Chooks.
Yeah.
He's solid.
Another one playing his own old side.
Yep. Yeah. Saying, yeah, man, I've really liked the Broncos
that
this
whole
year
17.
As much as it stings me to say that.
It's good. Let's not write the Chooks off, though.
Writing them off at all.
It's hard because for the whole season last year, we all said how they underperformed, but they made a fucking prelim. So you can't say that they underperformed unless you had them penciled in to definitely win the comp, which a few people did, but you make a prelim final.
It was
final.
Their start to the season, their first like half of the year.
I know, but at the end of the day, they made a prelim.
You can just never count them out.
And they lost by a point, didn't they?
Oh.
Or they get pumped.
I thought they got
Yeah, they did.
Pumped.
Sorry.
Angus Crichton didn't even make the team.
I did notice that.
He's Connor Watson either. Connor Watson and Angus Crichton. 22 and 19. The benches. Sandon Smith. Watch me fuck this up.
Nafua White.
Yep. Which I haven't honestly ever seen play.
Nafahu, sorry.
Who's Terrell May? Was he playing with someone else?
Isn't that a fucking Penrith boy?
Nah, that's Tyron May.
Taylan
May, sorry.
Don't know.
Anyway, so there's a few lads there.
Matt Butcher on the bench too.
Yeah, that's why I'm sort of going Sia Wong.
Roosters,
he was good.
Was
though,
he pretty
at the back end? Yeah,
because they had a lot of injuries. Fucking hit them as well. They had a few forwards step up, but
Good front.
Spencer Lanier.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say.
Getting his chance. Good run front on.
Because we hear Hargreaves is suspended, correct? So probably. He's coming.
This
is,
makes sense. Yeah. I've no idea, but yeah.
This is one of Spencer Lanier's. He has started like fucking handful of NRL games. He's been in the bench at Penrith the whole time. Mate, lights Fish and Leota.
One thing so that I was off at Penrith was how long Ivan had given him. Like, I understood off the bench for the impact, but he'd only get like fucking 15, sort of 20 minutes some games the whole time, and you're going, bruh, like he makes a difference out there.
Yeah.
When the legs are good tired, lane. He comes on and just fucking wrecking.
Couldn't ball. Have gone to a worse side, but anyway.
Yeah. But no, that's going to be good. But what's your thoughts
Bronx.
There, boys?
Bronx
yeah,
for me, obviously. Yep,
me too.
Bronx, sweet. I think.
Triple threat on the
after
Bronx.
After last year and this team, like I mentioned last week, similar to the Penrith thing, Broncos just one player out, the next young gun through.
Yeah.
And we don't look a fucking bit out of place.
Yep. See, those little buys like Fletcher Baker, he probably would have been good value. He wouldn't have been crazy expensive, but he's just a bloke that comes from a really good system.
And he will just do his job.
Plug in and just do his job.
Fucking oath. So Corey Jensen going back and starting, he was starting over Flegler 2 years ago. Yeah, and he has never done a single fucking thing wrong. Yeah. Probably Flegler's probably the better forward, but I think that forward pack is still so solid, even with Capewell and Flegler gone. Eh?
Yeah, yeah, it is. It is definitely, and that's a credit to blooding them in
100%.
Like over the last,
giving them their
of
chance
years,
and so, being around that system. A few young like players like Walshy and Ezra Mam are just going to go through the fucking roof again this year.
You reckon? Oh, I hope so.
100%.
We haven't pulled the trigger on Ezra's contract.
No way, fucking, man.
After, you know, he had a great season. Like, don't get me wrong.
Doubt about them too. They're the future of the club.
I had doubts about Ezra all season pretty well, but he just kept performing and it was like, fuck yeah, how good's this? So anyway.
Renault re-signed for another year too, 2025.
Well, that's good because I was worried that last year's GF fucking heartbreak was going to be it.
Like that was our chance, yeah.
That's Renault. He's got one more year left, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I hope that they've, you know, knuckled down in preseason. Yeah. And they've
like, they'll be able to manage him through this year and next year. He would have known personally how he was feeling last year if he had more than one season.
Yeah, he
seems so injury prone, which is what concerns me. But if he thought he wasn't fucking fit enough to be able to play for an extra, two seasons, he would have said no.
Yeah, true.
Right. They'll have to start thinking, though, like as in this year, they'll have to try and go, right, well, who's – like we're going to have this much cap spare at the end of that year. Who are we going for?
Yeah, 100%.
Spare cap.
No, but like when Reynolds goes, retires,
true.
They're going to have that to spend.
Basically just send that to Reece Walsh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, his contract ends this year.
I know.
So he's going to be a
he's going to be the highest paid player in the NRL.
Are we doing this predicted ladder before we go to the AFL?
Yeah, go on. We can do that.
Let's get into it.
After even talking then about the Rabbits and who I forgot was coming in. No, I'm not. I'm just going to read it out, but I am fucking not confident at all.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yep. So before we do it, I'm going to – well, I think you've done the same.
Yeah, I've
– I know what you've done, Jace, but last year it was – to do a 1-8 in order is fucking – it's like
– impossible.
It's impossible because if you're going to finish top four with two rounds to go, you'll rest players, you'll do this, you'll do that. So to actually get it in order is hard. But I've just gone a top four and a bottom four again.
Yeah, so, I like that. I've got same thing, but I've got who I think will finish first.
Righto.
Yeah, like I've got that too. Oh, like I've got it in order, but I'm with Groper too. Like it's fucking hard
to get it.
Because teams don't necessarily really give a fuck about minor premiership. If they're finishing second, they're still getting a home final.
Yeah, so you want the home final, I guess. Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway. Am I going?
Yeah, kick it off, mate.
So top four, I've got Broncos, Panthers, the Cows.
Ah!
Wow.
And the Sharks.
Sharkies too.
Yeah. So
bold, mate.
Bold of the Sharks, I know. My thoughts on the Cowboys is they couldn't have had that good of a year in 2022 and then not shown up in 2023. I just think that they're going to get back to that 2022 form. They definitely had an off year. Get back to that. Away we go.
Right. Yeah, okay.
And then my bottom four, also controversial.
I've got, this is the hardest one out of all of
the
them.
The Roosters, the Storm, the Finns, So I got three Queensland teams in there. Roosters, Storm, Finns and the Knights.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So fuck the Finns recruited well. And the thing that fucked them last year was injuries.
Yeah.
So well, they tapered right off.
Tommy Gilbert for them straight up. The
big ACL beetroot face done.
Has that just gone. That is a cunt of an injury. I wish someone had come up with it somehow fixing that in like 3 months. Would be yeah. nice.
Literally. Well, you can walk. In 3 months, you just can't run.
You'll snap it again.
Yeah, look, I just think their recruitment was elite and Bennett will have them cherry ripe. Obviously not ideal with Tommy Gilbert going down straight away.
No. Mate, there's so many teams like that, like the Finns, how you could go through their roster and be like, oi, if they all perform, they could all end up at that bottom half.
100%. I've got the Eagles and I'm doing it again. I'm saying the Doggies will be sniffing around. Yeah. Definitely the Eagles more so than the Dogs, I reckon. If they end up in the eight, like, I definitely will not be surprised.
Yep. Even talking about the Raiders pack before, I've left them out.
I reckon they'll drop off
this year.
So I reckon Raiders will drop off. I've left Souths out, which sounds insane considering
After the yarn we just mentioned.
But I need to see it.
Yeah, me too.
I need to see Trell back before I commit to him.
I honestly think there is 15 fucking teams that could make the top eight this year.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, it is so hard.
Who's out? The Tigs?
Tigs and Dragons.
Right, I've gone.
That's a no-brainer.
So the top four, I've gone Brisbane, who I think, which hurts me, will take out the minor premiership. That's my tip, the Bronx. And then I've gone Penrith, Roosters and Sharks.
You got the Sharkies in there too.
Yeah, wow. I was teetering whether I was going to have them in the top four or in the bottom four, but I just think that they've got a really well-balanced team. Mm-hmm. A lot of the teams that I've seen before, I even think the Storm, which I've gone fifth, I look at their team and I'm like, fuck, they are heavy in the call. They've got Papenhuis and Grant, Hughes and Munster.
Yeah, it's massive.
But then a lot of their forwards and shit, man, is just – and they've always done a good job, but I always struggle at the start of seasons to go, fuck, are they too heavily invested in those spine players?
But Bellamy just makes it work.
But you just have to put them there until they prove you wrong. Yep. So, like, I've gone Storm fifth, Warriors sixth, Sea Eagles, then Knights.
So you got the Wars and the Eagles in there. And I agree with you about the Eagles, mate. We can't put 10 teams in the eight, so I have to sort of cull one of them.
And then, mate, it's that hard for me, these next three, Dolphins, Raiders and Rabbits.
Yeah.
I just think the Raiders and Rabbits, like, that they have those squads that could be there, but you have to fucking pick eight. And, that's for me, it's just Dolphins, Rabbits, Raiders, Eels, Cowboys, Dogs, Dragons, Titans, then the old Tigs.
So I reckon Tigs is Spoon again.
Yeah, that's my pick as
well. I'm hoping it's not. But yeah, I hope it's then you go, I don't know. As a neutral, I'm almost like, I don't know who I'd like to get the Spoon. Just because you're like...
I'd like Penrith too, but that's not going to fucking happen, is it?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't know.
But even like teams like the Eels, they were top four for fucking years.
They made a grand final 2 fucking years ago.
But I just can't put them there because I'm like, neither can I.
I'm the What's same.
What's something to be going, Jack?
Mine's kind of similar to yours, but at the same time, we've all got a bit of fucking variety in there, which I like.
Yeah, it's good.
It's surely we'll like get... I said, there's like 15 fucking teams. But my top four, Brisbane, I think minor premiers.
Yep.
Only going to fucking improve off last year. Penrith, that needs no explaining. They're not going to drop off in form. Roosters, big improvement this year. I tipped them to be minor premiers last year, the squad they've got. It's only gotten better this year.
It is good.
Sam Walker, I think, is going to be in for a big year. Oh. So I think they're just another team like Melbourne that you can just never count out.
Yeah, 100%.
As well as in the top four, I've got Melbourne.
Yep.
And then, here
we go. Bottom.
Bottom four out of the eight, I've got... I can't pick an order for these, so I've just gone Manly, huge improvement from last year, like I mentioned. Bunnies, they're going to be there, but they're not going to be good enough to contend.
The more I think about it,
they're going to be in the eight compared to last year, but they're just not going to be enough to go for that premiership.
Yeah.
And the Wars.
I think the Wars will have a worse season.
Not necessarily because they're going to drop off completely in form. I just think other teams are going to surpass them, if that makes sense. And, like, their squad has gotten fucking better. Capewell, RTS is back. I just think it points towards them being better.
It's going to be a good season.
A bit of a one-season wonder, if anything.
I reckon my theory on the Wars is that there's no way SJ can play as good as he did. I reckon he got ripped off of Dally M. In my opinion. And he cannot back that up. He's 33. So prove me wrong, but it'll be good to watch if he does, but I just reckon there's no way he can back that up again.
I agree with you.
So I've left them completely out,
From four till fucking midway through the bottom is just anyone. And as you saw last year, how close the points ended up with who was going to be that thing. Yeah. I think it'll be the same. James in a great position.
Both put Sharks in your top four, didn't you? I've left them completely out of the eight. I think Eels, Raiders, Sharks, one of them three are going to be fucking ninth place, I think. And Sharks, my logic off this is flat track bullies and pretenders the last 2 years. They're always sniffing around the top. Come finals, they just fucking
crumble.
That's
the Eels too.
But they don't have to. This isn't
they
finals.
Getting
to finals.
I just think this year it'll be from the fucking start. They'll just be mid-table.
Mate, to be honest with you, if Storm didn't do what Storm did for the last fucking however many years, I would have had them teetering on the eight because the more I looked through there, I was like, fuck, man, there's just those solid and top-tier players in those positions. Mm. But I was just like, man, they've done it every year. That's why I've had to fucking put them in there.
Yeah, because even the fifth place last year.
But it just wouldn't surprise me. But you think about if Pap gets a serious injury and then Harry Grant does too or something.
Yeah.
Then you start to go, okay, where? Like Nick Meaney in the centres. Are you kidding? That's not – Nick Meaney does a good job, but he's not a centre for me, bro. Not at all.
He killed in a fullback last year.
He did play well when Pap was out. But, yeah.
But anyway.
It's just going to be another fucking interesting season.
It is.
Yeah. You watch one of the Eels, the Raiders, one of them two will make the eight.
Yep.
Just because we've both left
I can't see Raiders fucking improving. They didn't win a game by more than 12 points last year. Yeah. They had a point differential in the negatives, man. They were just massive negatives. So fucking average and still somehow won games. Their forward pack, elite. Jamal Fogarty's fucking great. Whiten's gone, their main man. I don't know. I just don't think they're going to be good for a couple of years.
I'm interested to see the take on the Cowboys, like how we've sort of gone, I can't see him there, but Grapes is like, get your theory too. Like, there's every chance that they fucking
gone the complete opposite theory.
Yeah.
So 2022, that year they made the top four, killed it. I said from the start, I counted them out completely because of their squad. And I think that year they overachieved so fucking hard, and then last year the way they played good games, showed moments, but just not good enough. They played last year to their squad's ability, I think. Year will be the exact same. Yeah. I've got them like around that, like 12th to 14th.
Yeah, and I've gone the opposite. I reckon they played how they should play in 2022, and they underachieved last year.
Yeah,
opposite.
Yeah, who knows?
Righto, that's good.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Have we got a bit of – touch on the AFL. There's going to be heaps more AFL next week, because that's when the game starts. So we'll sort of try and get
it. And there's trials on this week. There's a trial on right now.
There was playing trials on the weekend too.
They were the simulations.
So I've found that the AFL trials aren't as intense as the NRL games. Yep. Like, you can just tell that the pressure is what they always talk about, pressure in the AFL, and perceived pressure and shit. When you get the ball, there's pressure on you to get rid of it straight away because they're swarming. Mm-hmm. Doesn't happen in the trials.
It's a lot of ball
not as much urgency sort of thing.
They're sort of going through the motions, getting the fucking bit of minutes in the legs and all that sort of stuff, which is, yeah, it's still good
like
to watch.
Like a normal trial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, did you see any trials?
I saw a couple of scores. I know Geelong played Carlton. I had a little inside source who was actually at Cadinia Park watching.
True.
He said the Cats moved the ball really well, but that's off the back of being no fucking pressure probably. Yeah. They played a lot of their big dogs. Jezza played. Cam Guthrie played and got a fucking injury.
Oh.
He went off early, I think. So, yeah, there was a few. I think a lot of the teams didn't really field strong sides.
Yeah.
But
they probably will this weekend, maybe.
I think so, yeah. So Collingwood are playing Richmond right now.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
Collingwood are up 36.
I would have thought there'd be some real high scores.
Yeah, well, if there's no fucking pressure and it's all just attack, 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 move the ball, should be high scores.
Yeah, so this is apparently the first game of the preseason.
That's what I think. Mean, see, it says AFL preseason.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I was talking about, those simulation games. Yeah, it was like whatever that fucking means. Honestly,
it weirdly.
I thought it was going to be like a training run where you move the – say someone kicks it behind, you get the ball in the goal square and you just move the ball up the field without getting touched and shit. Yeah. And I was like, is that what it's going to
be? Like Oz kick.
Yeah. So this is technically – the first game of the preseason, which is hard, which is on right now, which is why it's been hard to sort of judge off.
Well, that's what I've been looking into.
Simulation games. Are they actually a trial or trying
to look for scores of games that I didn't see and it just doesn't tell me anything. It's also like behind closed doors almost.
They were playing them at 10 a.m. in the morning and shit.
Yeah, on a fucking Wednesday. So it's literally just training runs almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Keen to get into it though, boys?
I am very keen.
Yeah.
Keen for opening round.
Yeah,
the big OR.
But, very keen.
Like you said, we'll go into it in depth like we have with the league this week.
Yeah.
Next week, closer to the first bounce of the year. But, yeah, it's another fucking rip snorter of a year coming up. A lot of teams.
I think it's fucking
like
good
14 that teams could make the eight.
I'm glad we've split the shows up because, like, with all this stuff coming up, it's so exciting to talk about. Mm-hmm. If we had punting off the back of it, she would have went for fucking
this. We'd be here till tomorrow.
Yeah. We wouldn't be going to work tomorrow.
No.
I am keen as for not so much opening round because Hawthorn aren't playing, but in round one they are.
Yes.
So, and we play Essendon straight up.
Yep.
So, good friend of the show. Shouted me to a game once, Craig. Fuck you. No, it's an Essendon home game, so he will 100% be there in the members.
We've got a few listeners that are Bombers fans. It wasn't Mitch.
Mitch, we met at the Millions.
Yeah.
He was Bombers fan. Bomber. So, this is a massive rivalry game.
Yeah, nice.
Been a rivalry game since the 80s. I can't wait.
What
for
a way
it
to kick things off.
At the G, it'd be prime. Yeah, and two sides that it should be very competitive because it's two sides that'll probably miss the eight.
Yep.
Essendon were in there all year and then got thumped in their last two games and missed out on fucking.
They always seem to just be so. Yeah. They haven't won a finals game in like
a long time.
Some ridiculous number. It's their hoodoo.
So. Yeah, it'll just be a good game to see where both teams are at.
Yep.
That's my thing.
You got Thursday night, you got the traditional Carlton versus Richmond.
Yeah, so that's pissed me off because they got this stupid opening round.
Yeah.
The first game of the season has been, for a long time now, Carlton v Richmond.
Yeah.
And they get 90,000 at the G on the first game of the season. It's electric. It's unreal.
Yeah.
But no.
They don't even have any fucking games at the G in the opening round.
I know. SCG, Gabba, Gold Coast and fucking Giant Stadium in Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
At least that still, in a way, gives the special moment.
It's really the first game in Melbourne.
Yeah,
exactly. So I suppose.
They'll still get 90,000 there.
Oh,
Carlton will fucking pump them, I think.
Do you reckon? Yeah.
Richmond down, just declining.
Shoe on the other foot to what happened, what was going on 5 to 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Or like, especially 5 years ago, but.
Richmond were on the up. Yeah. Dimmer's gone now too.
Richmond would just pump them every year.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of going the other way.
Richmond are
going
to be in a rebuild.
It was a draw last year.
It was too.
58 all or something.
Yeah.
Shit. yes.
Tom loves draws in AFL.
But that first round's going to be great. Just to, because like I said, probably watch a few trials this weekend actually, but haven't watched any of those simulation, whatever they call them. So it'll be prime just to go straight in, see where every team's at.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. It's going to be fucking prime.
We'll rip into a bit more depth next week.
Yeah. She's going to be great. Righto, let's cover a bit of cricket real quick.
Yes.
I like to keep the show at about, you know, just over an hour these days. This is going to go for
you'll
way
you'll get
longer.
What you're fucking given.
Yeah, well, I've looked at it going 30 minutes to work, 30 minutes home. Fucking there you go. You see, get the whole thing.
We're not going to cut you short of entertainment,
anyway,
though.
Let's talk about that for 5 minutes instead of just moving on. India v England. So India win the series, boys. 3-1.
Beautiful.
Great comeback victory. So they were down in the first innings by about 50 or 60 runs, I think. Mm-hmm. And then they've bowled the Poms out for fuck all, chased the runs with 5 wickets to spare. Robinson played, boys. Big Ollie.
Did he?
Yeah.
Big
looked like a fuckwit too.
That's
he had the big blonde hair, all dyed.
Nice.
Trolled in, bowled his 124, 125s. The prick made 57 batting in the
did
first
he?
Inning. Got that. He batted with Joe Root. Joe Root made 100 in the first inning. It was a great knock.
Yeah. Joe
not out too,
great
wasn't
knock, not out. And the reason they made 350 was because Robinson made 57.
Yeah, right.
Batted with him. Joe was batting with the tail. That hurt me. Didn't matter.
Extended fart.
Didn't matter because he gave them all back when he bowled. Took none for 54 off 13 overs.
So he really made three.
In India's first innings.
Net.
Guess what he took in the second innings? Didn't get thrown the pill, boys. Did not bowl at home.
How many overs did they bowl?
Well, they chased 197 or something. India did.
They would have pumped you right up.
Oh, it was good.
Man, you're just standing out in the field going, I'm not getting a pill.
Jimmy Anderson bowled like 3 overs.
Yeah.
And Ollie didn't bowl 1. And then the spinners bowled the rest because it was just
big leechy
dirt track. But doesn't matter. No, he's not playing.
Root. No, that's probably why they lost.
Yeah. Yeah. Stuff. If Leach was playing, man.
Oh, they were just
It'd be 4-0.
Yeah.
It'd be 4-0. Stokes had to once again just fall on the sword. These fucking idiots, man. He's come out after the third test and just gone, agrees with you actually, Tommy, and goes, I think we should get rid of the umpire's call. You know, the umpire's call, if it's hitting, it's hitting. If it's missing, it's missing. And then straight up fucking review. Umpire's call. He stayed there. Umpire gave it not out.
Yeah.
India review.
The whole point of it is
he stayed in.
Not going to be fucking exactly pinpoint every single time. And then it works in his favour. Yeah.
You should have seen the ball. He got
bites him in the ass.
First innings to get out. Oh, my God. It was like pretty short.
Mm.
He's gone to go back and it fucking would have got an inch off the ground.
Oh, how could you even play that one?
He just sort of went to go back and then dropped his bat down trying to hit it and walked. He didn't even look at the umpire.
Just would
he
have
just walked
like
off.
Oh, just plumb.
Oh, it's plumb. And he's laughing on the way off because what can you do?
There's nothing you can do in that
literally
situation.
Nothing you can do. And it was, it was just funny because he's walked. Didn't even look at the ump, just walked.
Or just hit a lump of goat shit and just stay low.
Heaps of them did it. But then next ball, you'd hit the same spot and it'd fucking near hit you in the chest. Mm. Like that was the sort of wicket it was.
Just a predictable pitch.
Perfect for India because they're used to it,
obviously.
Mm-hmm. So they've won the series, 4 results in 4 games, which is obviously what you want to see in test match cricket. Not sure about Ben Duckett. That little garden gnome. So he's come out and said that England should be credited for other teams playing an attacking brand of test cricket. And it's like he's just forgotten about fucking players like Matty Hayden, Langer, Ponting, Gilchrist, who all attacked and took the fucking game.
Yeah, to even Warner. Like,
you can even sprinkle him in there.
Fucking.
Excuse me, Ben Duckett. What? Fuck off.
Baz fuck didn't off. Invent like, attacking cricket.
They've come and score at 5 runs and over or whatever. I've been watching this is a bit fucking lame, but to go to sleep, I've been putting like old games of cricket on.
Mate, that's not lame. I've fucking done it before.
The Aussies used to score at 4.5 runs and over every fucking game in the first innings and shit because they had all those guns and they just knew that if Hayden didn't perform, Punter would, and if he didn't, Damian Martin would, and if he didn't, Steve Waugh would. You know, like they scored.
I think it's
four
purely baseball is all it is because England has made it something. If they went out, played this form of cricket, didn't really say fucking much, they'd be like, oh, okay. Yeah,
the Poms, they've hyped it up.
They play a bit of attacking cricket, good on them, but now they're like, baseball is what we do. It's like they've made it such a big fucking spectacle.
Yeah.
And it's just shit.
It's fuck all.
It has not worked as well as they thought it would.
Well, Wisden Cricket, fucking, they're just, obviously it's, they're Poms, so they like pumping the Poms up.
Yep.
It's the first series they've lost since Brendan McCullum took over. Is this Indian one? Because they drew the one against us, obviously. So.
Yep.
Anyway, no, good on them. It's good. We need them to keep going well because we need players like Bairstow, Robinson, Leach, all coming to Australia.
That same 11 to step onto the fucking Gabba.
We need them to keep
going. I'll be taking 2 weeks
well.
Off before it, so my voice is fucking primed.
No yarning for 2 weeks.
We got a fucking voice strike.
Great. We won the T20 series too.
Whitewash, wasn't it?
3-0 whitewash. They had two games at Eden Park,
yep.
Which is the rugby ground where the Wallabies haven't won for like 30-something years. So it's good to get one over from there.
Yeah.
Timmy David was unreal in the first game. The first game, if they had played two more like that, would have been one of the great series. But they scored 430 runs in the first game like combined.
Yeah.
Timmy David wins a game, last ball, hits a four. And then the next two games at Eden Park, you think that they should be massive high-scoring games because it's a fucking footy field.
Yeah.
So the boundaries are short. But both games are ball dominated.
One of them had a bit of rain, though.
Yeah, on the Sunday it did. Yeah. But, yeah, the ball dominated both times, which was, you know, surprising to me in a way.
Great to have behind us going into the test series, a 3-0 win.
Yeah, it is good.
Yeah, that's sick.
Completely different formats, obviously. But
big
still.
Raheem Cornwall.
Oh,
The big West Indian Reggie.
The big Reggie.
He's taken his 400th first-class wicket, boys.
Fucking good on
him. 400.
He took a fucking, well, for him, a screamer.
He just like fall on the fucking pitch.
So it was a caught and bowled. No, his fucking bowling action, I'm just like, it's because of obviously his agility that he has to bowl like that. But he just lands them.
He does.
And it's like
great areas for the big fella.
It was a low down, caught and bowled, but he sort of just fell.
Yeah, it wasn't a big athletic
it wasn't a big dive. He
that's
just sort
awesome.
Of fell and
like,
took it.
Bang.
Fucking good on the big fella.
Big Rastafari Reggie.
Imagine.
So good.
I reckon he must eat a fuckload.
You reckon?
Well, yeah. He'd obviously have to be half fit to go out and
bowl and
that
field.
Feels like he steals his teammates.
Run between the
right balls.
Hey, last ball. First at the buffet.
Last ball going
fucking
to lunch.
Forrest Gump, is it?
Yeah, I don't know. Fuck that up.
That did not sound West Indian.
Yeah. I'm fucking been a couple of big days, boys. Normally I'm good with that. I'll just shit all over that.
Oh, you actually don't do bad accents.
That was good. Hey, what about the UFC, mate? You said you watched it.
Yeah, it was good.
Nailed
then.
The call.
We were fucking. It was after the big day on Saturday, and we finally didn't have too much planned Sunday. So I was at the Airbnb. It was a free fucking card as well. So KO on the smart TV, logged in, just got to watch the whole thing while being just a piece of shit on the couch. It was it was great. Mexican card. I was spewing because Rosas Jr. pulled out like last minute, very last minute. So I was keen to watch him. But apart from that, man, it was a good card to watch. Like that Daniel Zellhuber was very impressive. He's a big, long streaker, pelican shit, and he's young as, and just looked really good on the feet, which was a good one to watch. The co-main, obviously I was pumped with this one, Ortega versus Yair Rodriguez. Honestly planned out how I hoped it would. Like, Yair Rodriguez is one of those dudes who, like, he's got some of the most impressive knockouts. How he knocked out Korean Zombie, he literally ducked down and threw an elbow over the top of his head and clipped him on the chin. Like, he's just this dude who's got such an elusive striking style. So thought that he'd come out and win round one because he'd just be fresh piecing him up. And fucking Ortega looked in trouble round one. Like, proper in trouble, but got through that and ended up fucking wearing him down and getting the choke in round three, which I was fucking yipping in Yahoo.
Great tip from
you. I personally printed on that. Let me just say that.
Bit more on that on Thursday, I reckon.
Yeah, that's
absolutely.
Right. But then the main event, Battle of the Brandons. So Roy Vale defeating Moreno via split decision, and I thought he did enough as well. Moreno was landing these real big, like, overhand rights, like these cleaner big punches, but just the volume that the Roy Vale was putting out just got him
got him over the line with the judges. Yep. I think it was a split decision. But yeah, it was just a good Sunday, just sitting there fucking perfect, watching some biffing.
Watching a bit of stinking. So yeah, nice.
It was good, mate. And one little thing I wanted to go off the back of that. The double champ chat, I feel like, is getting thrown around a lot. Like, for ages there, I felt like in the UFC, we had these dominant champions like Adesanya, Volk, like some people who were there for a long period of time. And, you know, there was the double champ status to get champions to fight champions and shit. And yeah, it made sense with they were there for ages. And, like, Volk for ages didn't even have a clear-cut person he should fight at featherweight. Like, that Korean Zombie fight, that was just so he could fight. Yeah, like, there's no way that was ever like a, whoa, wonder if he can beat him.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Ilya, he's beat Volk, fucking knocked him out too. There's no question in it. Yep. But, like, you've seen him throw a bit of lip round saying, like, yeah, Rodriguez, like, all these dudes, Ortega, he's not giving him a sort of shot, like, that sort of rhetoric. And it's like, well, you are, though, because you just beat Volk from a fair bit down in the rankings, so you still got to prove yourself against the top contenders at featherweight before you start yarning about going to fight Islam or something like that. Like, I just feel like it's getting thrown around way too early now, where it's like, just fucking dominate your division, and then when you've cleaned your division out, that's when you try and go the GOAT status.
Like, do you reckon he got the shot because obviously Volk would clean the rest of them out?
Yeah.
And so he got the shot from down a bit. But do you reckon he, in his head, and it's fine to think this way if he wants, he's thinking, right, he already beat them, now I've beat him, so.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that's probably the fashion.
Not how it works.
Probably the fashion that he knocked him out in and stuff like that. But yeah, I just feel like, man, if he fights Max Holloway, beats him, like, I think Holloway, if I think Volk deserves a rematch first.
Yeah.
And then he should have to fight Max Holloway, who's been there, and it was only Volk that stopped him being so good. Like, similar to fucking Whittaker Adesanya for years.
Yeah.
So I just reckon that Ilya has to defend against these top competitors that Volk fought off
before
he even goes, right, I'm the fucking man.
100% agree. You know? It's point of being a champion of the fucking division.
What will happen.
If you're not going
to. Because, you know, O'Malley's already talking about, like, wanting to fight Ilya and these things. And I don't know. I just feel like fucking defend some belts,
has,
boys.
What was I going to say? I forgot. Don't worry about it.
But lost it. Yeah, it's that, gone. But that Marab. Yeah.
Has Islam fought anyone other than Volk to defend his belt?
Who has he fought? Fucking, I don't know, because that's just right at the front of my head. I know he has defended his belt.
It other than Volk.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm not even 100% sure. Yeah,
well, I'm just thinking, like,
I can't think of who.
He keeps fighting featherweights. Like, surely he's got to fucking defend it against the lightweight.
Yeah. Well, didn't he? Yeah, I don't know. Actually, I'm not even going to talk out my ass.
Me neither.
Anyway.
Well, yeah, that's a bit of UFC.
Fucking oath. We've got some good boxing coming up too. I can't wait to get out of that in a few weeks.
Fuck yeah.
We'll just bit of other stuff. I've got a bit on the EPL coming up. Big Everton news happened a couple of days ago.
Yeah, I did see that.
So, but first of all, turns out our equestrian mate, the Mankini wearing equestrian.
Yeah.
Don't want to tease us too much, but we might be getting him on next week.
Oh!
For a bit of a yarn, a little pre-Olympics chat.
That'll be a great yarn.
How's this? Pulse Racing Thoroughbreds.
Yeah.
Great blokes.
Yeah.
Family owned, family sort of business that they run there. That's who will be with us again in June at the Magic Millions National Sales. They fucking, what's his name? I forgot his name.
Cameron.
Shane Rose.
Oh.
So Shane, no, it's not Pulse.
He gets Shane Rose, Mankini work.
The Mankini wearing Shane Rose.
Yeah.
He breaks in all the thoroughbreds, most of the thoroughbreds for Pulse.
Yeah.
Wow. So, in a Mankini?
Can we request that for ours?
Well, Yabby's already broken.
For the one we're buying.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mate, can you please make sure that this horse is broken in while you've got your freckle out?
Right.
We'll have to hit him up on the show.
We'll hit him up and say, hey, mate,
good
we
want you to break.
Speaking
we want
of you to Borat break voice the whole time. Trotting around, very nice.
So how good's that? Fuck yeah, we'll get him to break ours in.
Fucking oath.
Prime.
So, I mean, well, that's the sort of shit we can talk to him
about. Yeah. And just quickly on the Premier League, I'm not going to harp too much here, but Liverpool won their 10th or 11th League Cup title on the weekend.
In a fucking amazing fashion.
No one cares about that.
We do. Team of youngsters who had school the next fucking day beat $1 billion bottle jobs Chelsea.
Chelsea sucked, though. Come on.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, no one cares about that comp. So doesn't really
You'd
matter.
Fucking care. You'd be but crying if Everton won it, mate.
We haven't won it since 95, but Everton had a successful appeal of their 10-point deduction. That's so good. They didn't get all 10 of them back, but they got it reduced to 6. So now we're 5 points clear of the bottom three.
You're a bit more safe.
A bit more safe for now.
It's right there, mate.
We've drawn 6 of the last 7 games. That's... Just can't quite get over the line. But I'm happy.
Parking the bus.
I'm happy with that, mate. Yeah. That's fucking great. Keep drawing games and we'll be safe.
Yeah, that'd be fucking riveting.
But it's not over because sanction that they got was for the 21-22 season.
Oh.
Now, it's getting to a joke now. They're going to they did the same thing for the 22-23 season. They lost too much money over that 3-year rolling period. So now there's a review going on about that. So potentially could lose more points. But the whole fucking thing's a shit show because this is going to happen in April. And the decision will be made and then they'll get a chance to appeal it and the appeal will have to happen in May.
When the season finishes.
So you could have potentially have a team that finishes 18th think they're relegated into the league below.
Oh.
Next thing, Everton loses points and they're actually relegated. Like, you can't do that. Because you've got to set it way earlier. Last day of the season is you've got to know, do we need to win today? Do we need to draw? Who do we need to lose?
Yeah.
All that sort of shit to stay safe. And I'm just like, fuck. The dates they've set out, the appeal will have to be finalised 3 days after the Premier League's fucking finished for the year. Oh, it's going to be a
fucking
shock.
Nerves on if you're like, in the edge of relegation on last day and you're just like, boys, we don't know if we're going to get fucking done here anyway. Yeah.
I'm just hoping cheats. That they've sent a set of precedents now. They won't even bother with the 10. It'll just be 5 or 6 and then we can appeal it and maybe see what happens. Anyway, big news. We got 4 points back and we're fucking 4 points clear of the bottom, boys.
And Liverpool's still sitting pretty at the top.
Yeah, fuck them. righto, sweet. Hey, boys, one of our biggest supporters.
Oh,
the Standard Squeeze. It's Squeeze of the Week time.
It is.
These guys, sick of the issue of using glass when you go fishing. And fuck, how good was this? Fishing on Saturday morning. My dead set. Had me 4-in-1. I haven't got the lid for it here.
Yep.
Made a coffee.
Yep.
Went out, drank it. I had a shit at the boat ramp, which was the best thing I did all day because I fucking hate
the worst thing
going fishing is that I need a shit and I don't get to have me morning shit because you leave it sparrow.
Yeah.
So you got to hang off the boat or get in the water and it's just a fucking shit show.
Big aqua shit.
Anyway, done that, had me coffee, rinsed it out with the salt water, banged a can in there a bit later. It was prime. I should have taken a fucking video. I felt that bad. That's using it to its full potential.
But that's what it's for, though. They're all about making shit easier and more convenient. Like the squeeze bottle into the 4-in-1, it just saves room, saves time, saves money.
And
saves
I said to Mick when we were out there, I was like, this is where these 4-in-1s just come into their own is when you're fishing. Because it'd be cartons, like total, of beers that have gone hot while you're fishing.
Yeah, fucking oath, man, because the sun is beating it as well.
And like, you're fishing.
Yeah, so you fucking got a bit on. So, exactly
they
are, right,
this is
mate.
Where they just come right into their own is when you're fishing, man.
Especially if you're doing a couple of overnight trips and that as well where there is a likelihood of you sleeping, waking up, probably getting into a coffee to start your day.
Yeah, perfect.
Like, you know? So fucking go get into them.
Yeah.
If you're buying a squeeze, buying a hat, buying anything, Reggie15 at checkout for a discount, 15%
off. 15%
off,
Reggie15, get into it. Support Ash, support us, support everyone. StandardSqueeze.com, that's where you go too.
Get in there.
Now, what do you reckon, boys? I reckon there's a good sniff.
There's a great fucking I reckon Liam sniff. Moyer, is fucking copping it, in my opinion.
It's got to be him.
Righto.
Fucking clear cut, I think.
I know your logic.
So I've got a line here in the next segment says, I'm all about making Liam Moore the captain.
Dual winner.
Well, he's just fucking won anyway, the squeeze.
Yeah,
but right heading on to the new one, another massive supporter of ours, Country Trucker Caps, the best fucking caps in the land. Head to countrycompanies.com for all the designs the Knuckler's got there, and countrytruckercaps.com to design your very own for your business, for anything. You can put anything on these hats, believe me when I say that, anything. yeah, it was just with the fucking legend, actually, on the weekend, getting stuck right into his work. Spun a few proper true yarns there.
That's what you did with that.
But, yeah, so... Who are we thinking, boys? Grover, well, you alluded to
my vote is double champ. My vote's for Liam Moore.
Oh, well, it's majority rule, so, yeah, Liam Moore can have it as well.
We can't give him both, can we?
Oh, well, I can't really vote for whoever isn't that cunt.
Tim David for that fucking boundary.
That was good.
He faced
10 balls, but yeah. I don't know. Yeah, that was a good shout. Or Marsh for making 75 off 40.
Reggie with the big catch steaming down.
Is there any truth to this? Because I feel like it's fake. And you see one every year if there's a streaker. Apparently, there was a streaker in the Super Bowl, right? And apparently he was the Las Vegas local who placed a $50,000 bet that there would be a streaker. And he won $374,000 and copped a fine for it. And I'm like, there's no fucking way. There is no fucking way that you'd get paid.
Your mate, his mate would have put it on, for sure.
Surely that's a G-up.
Yeah, but your mate... Like,
can someone confirm that, please? Because he will be captain.
I'm surprised. How much was the fine?
$1,000, it says.
I'm surprised that... surely not $1,000 for the Super Bowl streak.
Yeah.
I'd go and do it. $1,000.
That is easy print.
I reckon. It's got to be a G-up.
What I'm thinking is I'm surprised over there they don't just have a sniper in the crowd just to shoot the captain.
Someone sitting there ready to pick him off.
Yeah, take him out.
No, that's only in they do in Texas.
Yeah, well, mate, I'm like, they're fucking wild. There's no way I would run onto a field over there in the Super Bowl.
You just see a big flashlight and you just get fucking torn the stadium.
Vacuumed up.
Fuck.
Fuck you.
Hit with a 50-cal and just fucking smushed into the ground.
Wow, that's a gruesome image.
Stop it. I'm going through the RLC to see if we can give it to fucking someone.
That is great.
So what, we're going to have a dual winner.
Well, I definitely don't think for captain, but I'm outvoted. I don't have anyone else, though. Like, I'm trying to think of who's captain worthy this week. Got to admit, I didn't get to watch a whole lot of stuff while I was away.
We could give it to
Brian Ortega for getting me over the line. That's who I'm going.
Yeah, true.
We'll give it to we'll do a duel and go Marshy and Tim David, eh?
Just for that
fucking performance. Yeah,
nice. Sounds good.
Righto. Get into it. We'll wrap it up, eh? Sounds good, there. Massive weekend ahead.
Fuck yeah, man.
But we'll be on your speakers on Friday morning for the punt show.
Yep.
You won't be hearing much of last week's efforts coming out of my mouth. That's for sure. Or yours. Because when we play the last week's print clip, you will not hear Groper say one thing.
Or myself.
Fucking.
I got sick of my own voice the week before, and then I've given you nothing.
Yeah. Oh, Pedro, very impressive in the group. Just a bit of a teaser.
Oh, fucking oath. Hey, I have
seen a cunt ride a horse home from his fucking couch.
I heard him from Newcastle.
He was going off his hole.
And, yeah. Anyway, and I'm so glad we got fucking Quinn back this week for the punt show, because that was just...
Can I just say, I don't know if the boys said much about it, but that punt show was a lot of playing stuff through, and so the boys did well to even get
plus
it.
Plus your three on top of the normal shit.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to go anywhere ever again.
We are chaining you down to that chair.
Righto, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you Friday morning.
Reggie.
All the best.
Hmm. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.